Blog Talk Radio.
I just love the way my audience whistles and cheers for me. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only, the fabulous, the marvelous. I like that. I am the super-duper Don S. McClure on a Friday night. It is October 3rd. And, actually, I thought it was October 31st. I was looking for some goblins. But, anyway, it's not Halloween. But tonight is the 3rd, and it is October, and guess what, in Chicago, it's going to drop to 39 degrees, and they're even talking about some light snow in certain areas. I do not believe that. But I want you to sit back and enjoy us tonight. We've got 1 hour and 30 minutes of pure entertainment. And, man, I'm getting pretty good at this stuff. If you want to reach me and listen, you can dial 347-633-9376. That's the number you can reach me, or you can email me after the show or while I'm on at McClureDonS@yahoo.com or Don's, D-O-N-S, dot McClure at AOL.com or Don's S. McClure at DSMPublications.net. And that's connected to my website where you will find the greatest books in the world that I write. I am just so good. And as one of my fans told me, definitely, you're on your way to be the next Walt Disney. So I'm really proud of that because I am going to outdo old Walt there. He's my idol. But the Don S. McClure Show is listed as the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web. It says we have 18,931 listeners as of today. I think they're actually wrong. I think we got a few more. We come on every Friday, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific for you California people, and 6 p.m. Mountain for my friends in Arizona. We play the best music and share the best information for your listening enjoyment. We have the best talk, music, views, art, information, and more. Tonight we're going to send a special shout-out to Carmen Renee Berry. She is an actual writer on the best New York Times bestseller list, and Carmen is in California. I think she's in the California area from what I read. Dynamic young woman, and she voted for me on my website where I can get $150,000 from Chase Bank and help people do mentoring and working on literacy and just some of the nonprofits I want to do and making my company stronger and supporting cancer. So I want you to go to my website while you're playing the music. Go to www.dsmpublications.net. A big screen is going to pop up. Just hit the vote button. You don't have to worry about anything else and vote. I need 250 votes. I think I'm up to 45 so far. And when I finish my show tonight, I want to be where I need to be, close to 250. I want to send a shout out to Florina Davis, I think that's her name, and she's in Chicago. She's a new listener. I promised Rainey in Ohio I was going to send a shout out for her. And I also told a young lady that she didn't want me to mention her name. She said because she would turn blood red. but she's in the Virginia area, and I think someplace called Editing or Eveling or something like that. But anyway, she's a very beautiful young woman, and I told her I'd send a shout-out for her and her two children. And so I want to make sure that shout goes out. And then I want to send a shout-out to all my friends in Chicago, Memphis, Indiana, and Corpus Christi, Texas, where actually I'm going to get a beach home. Man, that's going to be amazing, so I can avoid the winter. I got to send a special shout-out to Healthy Horizons, to a man named Mike, and I'm not going to screw his last name up, Novakovich, Novakovich. He is the proud owner of Healthy Horizons, and they are carrying my flyers and promoting my work. And when I go into his store to get my health food items, he says, "Don, I really love talking to people about you and to you. You are a great guy." He started his dream in 1997, and now this man owns a gigantic health food store with vitamins, herbs, bodybuilding, diet aids, books, pets, food, health, anything that you want in the health area. So I had to send that shout out, and he says, "Come see us at Healthy Horizons there in Hammond, Indiana." Tonight, our word is knowing your self-value and understanding what makes you who you are. Only you can see and understand what your self-value is to you and what can and should be the purpose of your life. What ideas, dreams, and desires start with your self-value. And we're going to talk about the difference between self-value and self-worth. So let's get our show started for tonight. I am on fire. I've been waiting for this all week. My board is lit up with blue lights, which means that there's a lot of people listening. And again, if you want to reach me, go to www.blogtalkradio.com and enter in Don S. McClure, and it will play some beautiful, beautiful past shows. Or you can listen to the one I'm on now. Well, when we got started looking for the information for tonight's show, and that's that tea that I'm drinking, I'm talking too fast, and I decided to play some of the tracks that I played before. We're going to introduce a track that when I did my first radio show, this young woman actually inspired me to do the show by playing her music, and we're going to play a little bit of that after this. But I want to start off with a track called Rain by Heather Hadley, and I want you to give your brain a thought about self-value and self-worth, because we're going to talk about that tonight. But again, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Yay! The greatest show on the Internet. And my producer's over there going like, okay. But anyway, I'm going to start off with Rain, and when I come back, we're going to be ready to kick the show into high gear and let you listen to some great music.
My love is raining on your girl. Let it pour.
Remember how you used to see me? The day we met, the butterflies, let me know I wasn't dreaming. Pretending not to feel me while you're walking down my street. I know you thought I wouldn't work that hard. You didn't think I would let down my guard. Remember how you didn't believe me when I told you that I thought you were my destiny. Now you love me.
Girl, I love you like that. No matter what you do, you know me love me come back. Girl, me want you like that. See, now you make me out of beat non-stop. Straight into me arms, I will be able to lead you. from me when the pain love is raining.
I said I got a bit of that done. Oh man, I'd like some Caribbean music. I don't know whether that's Caribbean or Jamaican or hey, then man, but I like that. That was Heather Hadley, and she's kind of in the genre that we talk about. She sang on some musicals and did some other great things. But when I was getting ready to pick the tracks, I said, let me play some Rain. Because actually it was raining outside the other day really hard. It kind of scared me, but I guess I'm okay. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show. Tonight we are talking about value. We're actually talking about self-value and the difference in self-value and self-worth. And we're going to be talking about that all night long, trying to get you to examine what your self-value is. Now, I know I had a dialogue with some friends of mine the other day, and they were saying they thought they were kind of the same. And I said, no, self-worth is different from self-value, but everybody has the right to their opinion. But we're even going to tell you what the dictionary says about those words. So I'm looking forward to dialoguing on that. And we have the most positive show in the country. So when you think about what we talk about, it's always on an uplifting basis to get you to really examine your life, make it even better than what it is, because I'm not going to let you say it's bad. I'm just going to say you're going to make it much better. So we're talking about self-value and self-worth. And again, you are listening to the one and only Don S. McClure. And I just love saying my name. Matter of fact, I like seeing it in emails when it comes to me. I think I used to paint it outside on walls when I was a little boy and get whippings all the time. My mother said, Don, why you paint that? And I said, because it's me. And then she beat the fool out of me. I said, oh, man, I think we got a lot of property damages going on out there. But anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Let's take this quick informational break about my book, To Have a Friend. And when we come back, we've got some more great music to play for you. And again, like I said, we're going to be talking about self-value and self-worth.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
Woo! And I love when he talks about my book. As a matter of fact, today, I had a chance to post a picture from Denise Cole in Joliet, and she has all of my books. I'm trying to get some of this popcorn curls things out. She has all of my books, right? And she sent me a picture today with the cabinet. So I pasted it all over Facebook, emailed it out, and it was just so enlightening and so amazing to see all of my books in one case. And she's one of the few people, not actually one of the few, but she's one of the people that has the whole collection of my work, and she's ordered some of the pre-books. So again, I want you to think about that. I want you to go to www.dsmpublications.com. Not only do I want you to vote tonight, but I want you to also get my books because you'll enjoy that. Now, remember, I was telling you that when I first started my radio show, I didn't actually have an idea to start it. And I met this young lady online named Penny Wells. She's a dynamic singer from Detroit, Michigan. Well, anyway, she had this track that I bought, and we were talking about some things. And I said, you know what? I need to have you on my own radio show. And it was going to be called Soft Lights, Soft Nights, Jazz Music. But I actually didn't get into the jazz, but I do play some jazz. So actually I played Penny Wells' track, which is going to fit with our self-value and self-worth. But I played her track, and we're going to play it in a few seconds. This is one of the first tracks that I ever played on my radio show. And she's telling this guy that, hey, I'm going to be there for you. I've got value in you. I see your self-worth. I see all the great things in you. And you don't have to worry if you got a fight. I'm on your side. I'm by you because you have great value. So let's listen to this track by Penny Wells. And when we come back, like I said, we're going to get a little bit deeper into self-worth and self-value. But I think you'll like this track by Penny Wells.
All that's wrong, when it seems all hope is gone in your world, when you hold your head down low, you don't know which way to go, you can always rest assured that I'm on your side. No matter how the enemy will try to bring you down, there's only one thing you should know. If you know nothing else, know that my now you're in despair. If you turn around, you'll see that I'll catch you, don't worry. You know I truly care. I'm always here with you. No matter what you do, I'll always know. If you know nothing else, know that my love.
today. Okay, I'm back. Now, you know what? When she said, she was telling him that when his dreams seemed a little low, she said, hey, the cavalry is on its way because I'm going to be by your side. What we were talking about is self-value and self-worth. What ideas, dreams, and desires start with your self-value? So evidently, whatever he was beginning to start or wanted to do, even if it was being shaky sometimes, she was still going to be there. As you travel the pages of age, you start to see what your self-value is. And from that moment, you begin to add or subtract what is your self-worth. Through the continuing episodes of your life, your mind and your heart set and work toward a motivational strategy measured by the pages of age that come to you daily during every second of the day that is given to you for your lifespan. Now, what we're saying there, when you're first born and you struggle to get here, you're going to start to find out what your self-value is, because without self-value, you can't have self-worth. The valuable part about your life is once you're born, you start to work on what you know it is you really want to do. That's why you find babies playing pianos at 6, doing compositions, creating art at 5, getting into their normal train of thought because they're finding their self-value. Now, their self-worth is going to come later, but their value is that they have a gift inside that they definitely are learning how to use. So I want you to think about your self-value. What hit your mind when you first came into this world? You started learning how to draw, how to run, how to skip, whatever it was. If you notice, most of your great athletes, they started running at a much earlier age because they were learning their self-value, which means that they had control of their speed and just having fun with it, like my brother used to do when he'd run up and down the block. Well, that's self-value. You start to determining what you can offer life and what life has to offer you. It's a valuable lesson that you learn when you make mistakes. Everything is based around value. Now, the dictionary says that value is important and lasting beliefs or ideas shared by the members of a culture about what is good or bad or desirable or undesirable. Now, values have major influence on a person's personal behavior and attitude and serve as a broad guideline in all situations. Now, that's what the dictionary says, and it's the same thing that I believe in. Values have major influences on your personal behavior, meaning that as you start to grow, you value what you want to do, how you see yourself, how you see your parents, how you see the world, learning, education, the whole thing. All those are values. Now, some common businesses' values are fairness, innovation, and involvement. Some even listed as the monetary worth of something in areas such as accounting, economics, marketing, or mathematics. Then the dictionary says also see value for the same thing that you learn to make yourself worth. So I want you to think about that. If you can't get to anything else in the beginning of your life, it has to be value first, because you've got to value all your learning and your possibilities and what you think your body can deliver. And when you value that, you actually start to say, if I value my life, if I value my way of living, you're going to eat better. You're going to think better. You're going to get the sleep that you need because there's a valuable point there. Now, your self-worth is going to come into what you do with that value. It says that self-worth is a fair return or equivalent in goods, services, or money for something exchanged, which means that now you're talking about what you're worth, the monetary worth of something, the marketplace value, relative worth, the utilities or importance, a good value at price, the value of base stealing in baseball. They said that you got to add a value and you got to know your worth in stealing it because it's going to bring you some worth, but your value is being able to run that field, being able to do those things. So again, it has a lot to do with your worth. It also says that a numerical quantity that is assigned or is determined by calculation, measurement. That's your worth. Take on positive values, a value for the age of the earth. I don't know why they would value the age of the earth. Sometimes this dictionary drives me crazy. The relative duration of a musical note. That's the worth part of your life. That's kind of crazy, but a musical note. I guess it has value, yeah, because you can't play music without a note. Relatively likeness or darkness of a color. Now, I didn't know worth was that. Okay, I guess it's worth the darkness or the likeness. How much you get of that. Oh, that's what it says at the end. The relation of one part in a picture to another with respect to likeness and darkness. That's what they say. I'm just reading from what they tell me. Man, my producer's like, did you write that? I go like, no, that came out the dictionary. Something as a principle or quality, intrinsical, valuable, desirable, sought, material values instead of human values. So what they're saying is, if you start placing a lot of worth on your life or what you think worth is, you will end up determining the values of material things versus human values. And that's what they're telling you, what worth starts to develop. So really I think that basically you got to have self-value first. When you get self-value, that's when you have more respect for your counterpart, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your job, because they're valuable assets to you. And you realize that something can have value and not be worth anything. And I had that conversation with a friend of mine. We were talking about the sum value of something being worth something. And something's valuable to you could be like my family's last name. That's valuable to me. Now, it may not be worth anything to a lot of other people, but it's valuable to me. And again, when you have that value, just think about it. When a female marries a male, the most valuable asset that she gets is his last name. And it's always been that way since the beginning of time, because that's valuable. Now, they grow together in self-worth because the marriage should work. The relationship should work. But that value of having his last name attached to hers is how they started the world off, because man was first, and I don't want to get into that debate, and then the woman came. She's the second part of the rib or the rib. But think about values. My producer's looking at me like his wife gonna get me about that one. But no, when you think about values, values are what you gain respect for. Do you really feel you have a valuable reputation that's worth not damaging? See, that's the differences. So I want you to play around with those words for a while, and you figure them out and see what you really want to do. I still say that value comes first, even when you're a child, and you gain self-worth as you grow. We're going to play a track by a young lady that I admire a lot named Lyra. She's from South Africa. And believe you me, I've enjoyed listening to her sing. I played this track before, and she is extremely good. So I'm looking on my board to see where they put Lyra. It's called Sold in Mind, and we played this before. And I want you to listen to the words in this, because it does still talk about value, self-value, and then it gets into self-worth. But she's from South Africa, where Nelson Mandela hails from.
I am a child born of love, so let love remain in my heart and my mind. Let love and joy be my friend, give me peace with no end. Let me live with no fear and no shame. Let me begin to see love come alive in my life. Let me feel how it feels to be me. Do 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 do. A longing and pounding in my heart led me to want so much more out of life. Led me to forgive every hurt, to let go of the past, and allow myself to heal every pain. Now I am free, yes, I hold my head up high. The burden on my shoulder is no longer
Man, are you talking about a track? When I first got introduced to that, a friend of mine named Renee called me and said, Don, have you heard of this artist? And so I started playing it and listening to her music, and I was like, dang, Renee, where'd you find that at? And everybody's always looking for tracks that they think I need to hear. And on Wednesdays and Thursdays, I spend an awful lot of time looking up recordings and artists, things like that, that kind of relate to the words that I'm talking about. She's talking about self-value. And what she realized is as her life has gone on, she's at a point where she said, listen, I want to be free of disease and everything else because I've got something to live for. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only, and it is 7:32. I told you the time flies by. I'm having a great time, and I'm learning more. My producer said, you know what, Don, I think you're right. So you can't hear him because he's in the booth in the back. But he's waving, giving me the high sign like, okay, hey, man, you're so far you're pretty good. You're pretty good. I know. I think he's worth something, and I know my self-value. I really think a lot of myself because I'm a valuable asset to the world. And I know somebody say, you just didn't say that. I say, yeah, I am. I'm Don S. McClure. You're listening to my show on a Friday night. I am enjoying myself, and I want to send a shout-out to the best person in Massachusetts, Rhea. Isn't that a pretty name, Rhea? Like a light of rays, sunshine, I guess. So she's enjoying her family in from the Carolinas, and I want to send a shout-out to her. And to the bestest in the world, and I always get her name screwed up, Vashti. And she is dynamic in Florida. How come they're in the good places and I'm in the cold place? Vashti's in Florida, man, Orlando. And I'm going to be speaking at a school that she teaches at during November. I'm going to be with the little chillin', the children, I understand. And I'm going to actually talk to them about becoming an author. And I'm going to take my kids' board game out there. Well, nope, take that back. My children's board game. I'm going to display that. And I will be in Des Moines, Iowa, October the 11th, on a Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. I think that's next week. So that's going to be a good thing. We're going to speed it up a little bit. Again, I want you to think about your self-value. Here's a track from some girls from Chicago, and they were saying their self-value is at the top of the charts. Because you know what? They said that the guy that got them was going to get the best of their love. And, I mean, I used to have a crush on one of the emotions. Oh, man. Ooh, I was just Google-eyed over them. Anyway, listen to the best of my love. And think about your self-value, because that's what's going to determine what kind of relationships you have. And then you'll know whether or not they're worth and can build on your self-worth.
Cause I love so mysterious.
sad. I swear I'm going to take me some singing lessons. I like that one. I like them emotions. Giving you the best of giving you the... Okay, all right. Oh, man. So that's self-value because she's like, you know what? You are getting the best of my love. And she values her love. So think about your self-value. Because we've been talking lately about the domestic violence thing and a lot of other terrible things. And when you got self-value, you get away from that kind of nonsense. And for guys, you know, if you're dealing with young ladies that want to hit you upside the head, have some self-value and just get away from all that nonsense. But the thing about it, self-value is one of the most important things because when you value yourself, you really want to be something and do something. I keep saying I want to be like the next Walt Disney because I really admired Walt Disney and I self-value myself that I got that much talent. And I'm working on some new, matter of fact, I just got my new pop filter in for my microphone and I'm going to be doing the actual audios. And Vasti is also going to be in part and doing some of the voices for that. So this is going to be amazing. I mean, I got some crew coming on that's really going to be dynamic. And I think my maid said she was even going to do one of the voices for me. And she's always talking about, but you have to pay me, Mr. McClure. You have to pay me. I said, oh, I'm going to pay you in dinero and pesos. She said, no, real U.S. dollar, real U.S. I'm just kidding. She didn't say that, but she said she would do the thing for me. Today, I got a chance to watch the Queen Latifah show, and she had a young lady on there doing an operatic sound to one of the motion pictures that I just think the world of. So I ran into the studio when I heard it in the background, and I said, what is that playing? That's the track from Once Upon a Time. And it was a really great classical track, and Queen Latifah gave out the young lady's CD. Well, I keep saying that we're getting more and more into classical and accepting it as now the regular way of music. So I grew up with it, and I really like it, and it's always been a favorite music style for me. So anyway, I'm going to play something by Mesa that starts off with an aria or aria, A-R-I-A. Actually, it's pronounced aria. But the thing about this is that when she does this aria, she did it so well, and then she goes into her track called All My Life. Well, I was so inspired by that that one of the young ladies in one of my books, her name is Aria. So again, when you're thinking about what you want to do with your self-worth, because I know I'm worth something and I really want to be something and I'm working toward that. But I admire the talents of others that I say, hey, man, this is really great. So I want you to take a second, keep that value in mind, and we're going to go play a short track of Aria, which is going to introduce the track for Mesa. And it's on her album. And everybody knows I love some Mesa. So let's get to this Aria first, and then she's going to go into her track. Woo, that was some Mesa. And me and my producer was laughing because the last time we saw Mesa, it was my producer, me, and my maid. And we went out to see Mesa. I had some concert tickets. And, man, they had to drag me out the concert. I was like, oh, Mesa, Mesa, Mesa. And they said, oh, please, get him out of here. Oh, man, that was funny, too, because I was like, oh, man. When she sang that song, I said, she's talking to me. She's talking to me. And, of course, she wasn't talking to me because Mesa didn't even know I was there. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. I can't get enough of me either. I just can't get enough of me. But anyway, I'm enjoying my show tonight. We are having a ball, and we're talking about self-value versus self-worth. And they're both good. We don't want you to misinterpret that. You got to have self-worth when you really, really think about yourself and value yourself. And you also really got to start off with self-value. I believe that if you get self-value first, you'll turn around and say, you know what? I'm a bad mamma jamma, motor scooter, or tune it up, or whatever. And then you know you'll be basically doing your thing. We got to play a quick PSA, and when we come back, we've got some more great music for you. It is 7:47, almost 10 minutes to 8. And my producer looked at me, and he said, remember that? I said, yeah, I remember Mesa. Oh, my God, Mesa, Mesa. I just love me some Mesa. And, oh, well, anyway, we're going to play the Fat Sisters, and no, they're not fat. They're just doing a PSA called Face the Truth About Fat. Oh, man, that's crazy. Let me play this quick PSA, and when we come back, I want you to make sure you vote. www.dsmpublications.net. Go on there and press the green button that says vote so I can get that $150,000. Then I can come to your community and pour some of that into you and help the community chilling, the children, whatever they are.
We try to hide our truths about our mental and substance use disorders from the world, and sometimes from ourselves. Saying I'm fine is a facade. By facing our problems, recovery begins, and we are empowered to speak our truth. Join the voices for recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
La recuperación comienza cuando enfrentamos nuestros desórdenes mentales y de uso de sustancias. Únete a las voces de la recuperación. Alza tu voz. Comparte el mensaje.
Oh, and I like that when we played the actual English part of the PSA, and then we played the Spanish part of the PSA. I just love that. And I like the way they sound. I mean, that's just exciting. Just runs me crazy. I think I'm crazy anyway, but what can I say? You know, we're always talking about self-value, and I know somebody that has a lot of self-value. She's highly respected in the industry. I think a lot of her, and she's like my sister. But you know what? The thing is, she influences so many people. She encourages so many people on a daily basis, her family, other associates. She's always trying to get people to see the higher part of life, and I think that's admirable. Her name is Amaryllis Santiago. You're going to hear a lot about this young lady on all my shows, and you're going to hear a lot about her period in the music industry. But she's got this track called No Me Do. Hey, I got it right, and I'm going to play this track for you because it's a Latin track or Spanish track, and she's, I think, Puerto Rican. I'm not sure. I don't know. But anyway, she's beautiful. She sings a lot. And we're talking about self-value. And she could tell you from the beginning that she really wanted to be a singer. She had self-value in herself. She's gone through a lot of changes. But that self-value made her hold on to her dream about being a top-notch singer. And she is. So let's listen to this No Me Do. Hey, Don, you're getting better. I know she's going to say, yeah, you did pretty good, Mr. McClure.
Dormida que puede despertarse con apenas solo un ruido cuando menos te lo esperas.
cuando menos lo imagino. Sé que un día no me aguanto y voy y te miro. Y te lo digo a los gritos y te ríes y me tomas por una loca atrevida. Pues no sabes cuánto tiempo en mis sueños te ha vivido, ni sospechas cuando te nombré.
Spanish History Month. I think I'm going to check that out. It's either Spanish History Month or Latin. No, I don't think it's Latin. I think it's actually Spanish History Month. So that's pretty good. It's kind of like Black History Month. So everybody's moving toward positivity and self-value. I think that's one of the things that everybody starts realizing early in life. When you have value for who you are, then you demand respect. You ask for respect. And you won't let anybody disrespect you. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Probably 19,000 listeners. So I need for you 19,000 people to go to my website, www.dsmpublications.net, and push that green button and get my vote so I can get that $150,000 and come to your community and spread the wealth and actually create some good mentorship programs and really, seriously, to work on improving the issues of literacy. We have a lot of Americans that just can't read really well. Comprehension is a big thing. And that's what I wrote them and told them I wanted to do with the $150,000. They said, Don, what did you want to do? I said, well, besides trying to buy an island so I could do salsa. No, I didn't tell them that. But I did say I really want to help the young people with literacy, and I want to teach the senior citizens that they can write at any age. Did you know that Colonel Sanders, KFC man, didn't become successful till he was 70 years old? That's just a tidbit. So in honor of Latin American History Month or Spanish History Month or whatever you want to call it, we're going to honor that culture. And we're going to play a track called Don't Wake Me Up. She's got a lot of self-value because she realized that, hey, this is a guy that she dreamed about, want to be with. And she said, don't wake me up because this is too good of a dream. I know I have some of those sometimes. But anyway, it's by Leanne LaHavis. So again, I think you're going to enjoy this track. It's one of our neo-soul Latin tracks, and this is really nice.
Don't wake me up, I'm trying to find you. Or as I walk through, you're hiding in the corners of my mind. Never fear, I'll be close behind. My only love, I'll follow behind you. I won't go without you. I know your love weighs heavy on my heart, but you are my only counterpart. I can reach through.
talking about. La Havis, she could cut that track up. And every time I play that, I go, because I know you, because I want Don McClure. Oh, man. Somebody asked me what kind of tea do I drink that keeps me on such a natural high. And it is called the Private Selection from Rooibos, R-O-O-I-B-O-S. It's a red tea, and it is caffeine-free, and it is from a blend of Rooibos leaves. Now, I don't know where they got some Rooibos from, but every time I drink this tea, I have laughing spells, man. I think they got some marijuana or something in there. Oh, I can't say that on radio. Anyway, they got something in this. Some Rooibos. So when you go to the store, ask for some R-O-O-I-B-O-S. Say, Don McClure drinks some Rooibos. Oh, man, I like that. Anyway, listen, you're listening to the Don McClure Show, I told you. And I am having a ball drinking my Rooibos tea. I want you to go to www.dsmpublications.net and get one of my books. I love writing a fun love story, and push that green button. I need those votes so I can get that 150 grand. Tonight has been a joy, and we are moving on. So, again, it is 8:03. We're talking about self-value and self-worth. And both of those are very good because, you know what? They help you to make sure that people respect you and you respect others. And with self-value, you'll value your education, where you want to go, what you want to do. And you might even buy some Rooibos tea like me and sing, because I love you. Hey, I can sing. I don't care what nobody says. All right. Anyway, let me get back to this track called Feeling Good by Lyra. She's one of our featured artists for tonight, and I like Lyra from South Africa, so look her up, L-I-R-A, and it's called Feeling Good, and I want you to feel good on a Friday with Don S. McClure, your guy, your lover, your baby boo-boo-boo, whatever I am, Aruaboo. That's what I'm going to call myself from now on, Aruaboo. I like that. Oh, man, my producers say, play the music.
I just wanna feel good every day. I wanna wear a smile upon my face. I wanna feel the joy.
Okay, I'm back. And you know what? My producer was laughing. He said, Don, that T is pronounced Roybus. He said, Roybus, not Ruibus. He said it is an African tea, and it's made for allergies. I wonder why I'm always drinking this stuff, though. It's in a red packet. I don't care what he says. I think something's in this tea. But he said to tell the audience, it's Roybus. Oh, that sounds so good. But I like Ruibus better. It has a kind of a interesting name to that. Roo, R-O-O-I-B-O-S. That's how I spell. But he says it's Roybus. And he was telling me that while you were on the radio. He was actually saying, Don, it's Roybus. I said, okay, I don't care. Duh. Man, I like saying that, like, duh. No, what's the new saying? Really? Like, really? Anyway, you listen to the Donis McClure Show. And they said to tell you it won't cost you anything to go to my website and punch that green button. So we need that. And anyway, I'm Donis McClure. And I'd love me some Donis McClure. We're going to take a quick PSA. And when we come back, we've got some more great tracks for you talking about self-value. And by the time you leave this show, if you don't have some self-value in yourself, I just don't know what to tell you. But I think you're going to have it. Because you know what? It's a great thing. I want you to get these smoke alarms because make sure that nothing happens to you. Because I love my audience. So check your smoke alarms. And let's play this quick PSA about firefighters and smoke alarms.
My dad is my hero. He goes into burning buildings. He finds people inside who need to be saved. He helps them get out, even when he can't breathe or see or is a little scared. My dad is a firefighter, but the best thing he can do is come home.
The U.S. Fire Administration reminds you to protect yourself and firefighters. Have smoke alarms on every level and in your sleeping areas. Test them monthly. Change batteries as instructed. Install sprinklers. Do your part to get out before firefighters have to come in. The fact is, most fire deaths occur in homes with no working smoke alarms. The good news is, that's a fact we can change. Smoke alarms save lives. Find out more at usfa.dhs.gov.
And remember to check those smoke alarms because I want you around for every Friday because I'm going to be here till next year. I've got 52 shows this year that I'm doing, and I enjoy it. We're going to play a track called Don't Make Me Over by Sybil. And again, we're talking about self-value. And she's saying, hey, I know you like me. I know I'm your girlfriend. I know you love me. But, hey, don't make me over because I got some good self-value. And that's what I tell people. Hey, don't make me over. I'm already crazy enough as it is. So don't tell me to call it Roybus. I'm going to call it Ruibus. Actually, yeah, it's Roybus tea. Don't Make Me Over by Sybil. And I like this. And listen again. I want you to write that down. Self-value. And if you haven't had it, I want you to start getting it for yourself. And that track was for everybody. Don't make me over because you got self-value. But learn also to learn how to bend a little bit and how to share. And that's why she's saying, hey, I'll be in your corner. Don't make me over. I got self-value. But actually, she likes that guy. So she tell him, hey, I really want to be with you. Listen, we got a few more minutes into the show. Actually, it's 8:17. I told you it flies by. Let's get to my girl, Shaka, from Chicago. And what she's saying is, hey, through the fire, through whatever, I got self-value, and I'm going to be by your side. Man, I need one of them like Shaka. It's from Chicago. So I'm looking forward to everybody. Next Saturday, I'll be in Des Moines, Iowa. I should have all my votes by next Friday. Actually, next Saturday, I'll be there. But I'll be at the church, and my priest wrote me and said, Don, make sure you go and say Hail Mary full of grace and go to confession. Every week he's like, Don, when are you going to confession? I said, man, I'm coming. He said, you know you stole that bread and wine last week. I said, yeah, I know. No, I did not. Let's listen to Shaka for Through the Fire. And this is a woman that's by her man's side, and she's got self-value. Shaka got a lot of self-value. And I want you to have some self-value and some self-worth.
In your eyes and I can see that love so dangerously. You're not trusting your heart to
Man, now you talking about just a chance to be with you. She says she gladly risk it all. I just got an email from somebody that said, Donna, I'd risk it all to be with you. All. Oh, man. And my producer said, Don, we're going to get in trouble. It's Royalbus. He said they wrote him and said, say Royalbus. I said Ruaboos. Oh, man, I like that cheek. Oh, that's amazing. It's 8:23, and, man, I am cutting up on my show tonight, and it's probably because of this tea that I'm drinking. I want to send a shout-out to all my listeners in Ohio, Detroit, Chicago, New York, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and all the ones all over the United States. Just what the heck? I mean, just everybody. I enjoy my show. Make sure you get a chance to go to my website and get my book, Broken Wings, Fallen Angels. It is my autobiography. And do you know that it sold for $600 a copy, a collector's item, and everybody doesn't have to pay that, in China. It sold for $900 in Japan. And now I've got one that I'm going to show you. I think it's in Australia. $991 for a copy of my autobiography. Must be something really good in that. Maybe it's got some Ruaboos tea in there or something. I don't know. But anyway, you can get it for a lot less on my website, www.dsmpublications.net. We're going to play this track by Letticy, and it's called I Swear. And again, we're talking about self-value and self-worth. And she's swearing that, hey, this guy's really made her brain go around in her head, her eyeballs circle around, and she knows she really loves this guy, and she swears she's got value, and she's going to bring that to the relationship. So let's play Letticy. And we don't have that many more minutes to go.
For you to be mine, I'll let you go of everything for this
I swear that next year I'm not going to be in Chicago because I'm getting a home in Corpus Christi, Texas, where the beaches are. Because I am not going to go through another goddarsh, because I can't say goddarn on the radio, goddarsh winter. I just get sick of winter. Hey, listen, we've only got a few more minutes to go. I'm going to play my girl from Texas, and I just got a crush on her. I knew she was going to come in my ear 90 seconds. I got 90 seconds. I'm going to play my track called I'm Not the Enemy. It's for self-value, and she's telling this guy, look, I'm not your enemy. I think the world of you, we're going to make it. Hey, I know you're fighting everybody else, but I'm going to be by your side. Have a great weekend. Enjoy life. That's all you have. And I'm going to play I'm Not the Enemy by Lena, L-I-N-A. She's in Texas. And that girl is bad. I love me some Lena, just like I love some Mesa and I love some Lyra. And God, dog. All right, I got 60 seconds. She's just buzzing in my ear. Anyway, have a good weekend. Listen to this last track and enjoy yourself. That's all you have. You only get one life. So live it to the fullest. And keep yourself value.
Your voice.